Again, thank you for your patience. Now, number one, the King of the Blues, B.B. King.
My uncle was married to a sanctified preacher's sister. And this preacher, after church on a Sunday afternoon, would visit his sister, which was my aunt. And he'd always lay his guitar on the bed, and I'd go get it as soon as they turned their back. So I think this is really what started me to fooling with the guitar, not by listening to some of the other people. But evidently it and the spiritual music always stuck with me. I guess my mother started me singing at about 4 or 5, I used to sing with her. And I think I just had it inside.
Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worried on, and it's you I hate to lose.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille.
Somebody whose music we just got to know and love over the last year or so, and this incredible band, this is B.B. King and the B.B. King's band here. Believe it or not, B.B. King came to Dublin, Ireland, and he was playing in this club in Dublin, Ireland, and we wrote this song for him. It's called When Love Comes to Town.
Until the days of rock and roll, a lot of times, a lot of the places they just wouldn't accept us. I'm not speaking racially. I'm just talking about the people as a whole. They just wouldn't accept us in some of the places that the doors are open now that you can go into.
What do you want to do with your music and with your singing?
Play the best that I can. Reach as many people as can, as many countries. In other words, I'd like the whole world to be able to hear B.B. King sing and play the blues.